This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Today, we pay our respects to those who died serving our country. A new study commissioned by the nonprofit organization Blue Star Families says military duty more broadly can take an economic toll, especially on military spouses. From Washington, D.C., Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Military spouses often have to take jobs below their skill level due to frequent moves. Joyce Razor is with the National Military Families Association, which was founded by military wives.
What makes matters worse is if a spouse moves to a new location and has to take a new test or take a class in order to get relicensed in a new state.
She says, like most families, military families need two incomes to get by. But military spouses are about 1.5 times more likely to be unemployed than other civilians. Blue Star Families worked with the Sorensen Impact Center to look at how that affects the broader economy. The center's Jeremy Keel says the cost could be up to about $1 billion, mostly in lost tax revenue.
But there are other costs associated with these disproportionately high rates of unemployment and underemployment in this population, including cost to the government of providing unemployment and welfare benefits to the population.
Meredith Claycamp is director of the Center for Research on Military Organization at the University of Maryland, College Park. She says military families can be a bit buffered from the shocks of the broader economy, but they are vulnerable to other issues civilians may not feel, like military sequesters or drawdowns.
As we're winding down from war, we're also downsizing our military. That's leaving some of the military service members wondering if they're going to have their job cut, if they are still going to have, you know, the 10 more years that they were planning to put into retirement, or if they're going to be let go.
She says for military families, that's creating the kind of economic uncertainty the recession created for the rest of us. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.